This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In this video, I'm sharing three things I learned from the book Little Bets by Peter Sims. And the basic premise of the book is this, is that little bets, little experiments, and creative thinking can be used to identify possibilities and achieve greater outcomes. One example that he gives is like that of a comedian. When we see someone like Chris Rock on a Netflix special or an HBO special, what we don't see are the dozens or hundreds of experiments that were put into crafting that special. We don't see them write. We don't see comedians writing jokes and going to clubs every night and testing them out. Testing out different punchlines, different analogies, examples, just testing out different word choice or tone of voice or any of these things. But they go through multiple iterations and experiments to figure out what is the best way of doing this. That same philosophy of experimentation can be applied across multiple facets of life. And so the first thing that I learned was that great ideas are not magically born. They come about through a series of experiments. One great example of this is the Post-it note by 3M. 3M was trying to develop a super strong adhesive, and through experiments and multiple iterations, they ended up developing the Post-it note. Challenge with this, you know, and now that sounds like a great story. Say, okay, that's great. I need to have this mindset of just doing all different types of experiments and I'll be successful. The challenge is that it requires deprogramming a lot of things that we've grown up with. See, in school, throughout our entire schooling experience, we're taught a set of facts, we're taught how to retain those facts, and we're tested on our retention of those facts. When we get into the workplace or into a career, what we find is that management science is basically trying to figure out how to break down the tasks that we do into a repeatable, optimizable format so that we can be more efficient. The idea of just, you know, being able to fail, to creatively think, to try different things, it's a lot more difficult to achieve. And so one of the things that we get from this is that this mindset of little bets, of experimenting, if someone really understands this, because it's more rare, it's that much more of a valuable skill, and it actually helps you to achieve and find and unearth those more successful ideas. The second thing that I learned was that a growth mindset is needed for little bets. In order to experiment, you're going to fail a lot. You're going to have a lot of things that you try and they're not going to work. Now, when someone has a fixed mindset, they think that their skills and their capacity and their ability to succeed has already determined. Like, I'm only going to be so good at XYZ, and so if I can't do it, there's no point in trying. And so when they experiment and try something and they fail, what they do is, number one, they stop, but number two, is that they view it as a reflection on themselves, that the fact that I'm failing at this means I'm less intelligent, or that people are going to think badly of me, or I'm not going to get the validation that I need. A growth mindset, on the other hand, is just approaching it almost like a scientist. Like, okay, I tried this experiment and it didn't work. Now let's write down, let's see, what did we try? What were the variables? What can I change? And let's iterate again and try it again. They're looking at these failures as an opportunity to succeed. Like, okay, that didn't work. Let's see if I can change it. Let's see if I can get something to work. And they view these as a way essentially to fail forward. And so someone with a growth mindset, they're not concerned with what people think about them. They're not concerned about that validation of it working right away. They're just simply experimenting and trying and see what they're able to unearth. The third thing that I got from this book was the idea of small wins. Now, that's something that we're familiar with, but small wins are vital when we're trying to build something. See, what happens a lot of times is, especially in the business world, is people come up with an idea and or a service or a product, and they think that they've got it figured out. They'll take out a loan or they'll try to raise a bunch of money and they'll go out and do things, and they've never actually validated the idea. They've never seen that it actually works. And you see this on the TV show Shark Tank all the time. People show up and they've got this product, and the investors say, like, okay, well, what do you have? Do you have any sales? They're like, no, this is a ground floor opportunity. They're like, okay, well, what do you have to show for it? Is there any interest? How, you know, what wins do you have under your belt? And they'll be like, well, it's just a great idea. Well, the reality is a great idea is just not enough. But a lot of people think they have a great idea. They invest everything they have into it. And then a lot of times they end up failing. They end up not succeeding because really that thing that they thought was a great idea, the market didn't want it. And so they've invested a lot and they've lost a lot as a result. A small wins mindset, on the other hand, is saying like, okay, I've got this great idea. Let's figure out the smallest possible version of that. So maybe I create a prototype and maybe I have some friends try it out and see if it works. And if that works, okay, now I can take the next step. If not, if my friends didn't like it, I can go back to the drawing board and say, okay, what about this prototype do I need to change? What needs to be different in order to make it work? And what happens is that when I'm constantly checking in on small wins, it helps me to develop a roadmap. It signals me, keep going down this path, or change direction, or as you know they say in the startup world, pivot. But I have to be looking for those small wins and seeking that validation in order to be able to get that signal of continuing or changing direction. And so that's why, again, on Shark Tank, you'll see people come in and they'll be like, okay, well, I've got this great idea. I did a Kickstarter campaign. I raised a certain amount of money. I've got a retailer that wants to purchase my product, but I don't have the money to fulfill that order. And so even though they don't yet have millions of dollars in revenue, they don't have this great big success, but they have enough small wins to indicate that we're on the right path. And it's those experiments that really give you that signal. So make sure you're always looking for small wins. Make sure that you're experimenting. And the other thing is be willing to fail fast. Seeing with small wins, it gives you the ability to fail quickly. See, with the comedian, they're testing jokes that they wrote the same day. And so they're not invested in that idea. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. They can discard it and move on. When we become emotionally invested in our idea or financially invested in our idea, we've got a lot more at stake. When it doesn't get validated, it's a much tougher pill to swallow. And so we keep churning our wheels. We keep going down a path that has no validation, has no feedback. But because we're so bought into it, we have to keep going. And the failure becomes that much tougher, that much harder to deal with. So you fail fast, you look for small wins. When you get those small wins, you go down the direction that you need to go. And these little bets, these little experiments, open the doors to a much greater success. Hope you enjoyed the video. Please make sure you subscribe. We put up a new video every day. Leave a comment letting me know what you thought and what books you'd like to see next. Thanks.